you know that the unemployment rate in Nigeria is rising geometrically as the population increases? Unconfirmed statistics has it that thousands of graduates pass through the mandatory National Youth Service Scheme every year without the hope of getting a job after the exercise. Welcome to Career and Employability Talk with Segun Akiode.
Welcome. My name is Segun Akiode and I'm the host of the podcast Career and Employability Talk. For first-time listeners, I like to describe myself as a born teacher, a chemical engineer turned career and employability coach. And recently, I authored a book titled Corporate Misfit, Immutable Career Lessons for Fresh Graduates. And a very interesting career journey. I read chemical engineering in a Nigerian university, but currently I'm in the human rig of human resources doing career and employability coaching. On the other side of it is that I consult for small and medium enterprises in Nigeria in the area of talent acquisition and human capacity development. This podcast is about sharing my HR-related experience with you, covering talent acquisition, HR consulting, and HR generalist. The main theme of this podcast is that without good direction, people lose their way. The more wise counsel you follow, the better your chances. Now, by listening to this podcast, you would be able to draw very critical career lessons and principles which would make you make better career decisions. Some of the things I'm going to be sharing on this podcast are not head knowledge. They are things I've learned in the trenches in the point of relating with job seekers on one side and employers on the other side. Don't forget, I help organizations to solve their talent issues. So these are some of the things that I experience on a constant basis. Two target audience this podcast is meant for. One, fresh graduate, those just about to enter into the job market. So the employability part of the podcast, some of the things we'll be sharing, either interviews, expert interviews, or sharing principles will be applicable. And also young professionals, experienced hires will really benefit a great deal from this podcast. So two great target audience, fresh graduates and even experienced hires, young professionals will really benefit greatly from this podcast. In few minutes, you're going to be listening to today's episode of the podcast. Thank you for tuning in today. Thank you very much. See you in a few minutes. Cheers. Welcome back. On today's episode of the podcast, I'm having an interesting guest that will be with us, and we'll be discussing five ways podcasts can enhance your career. And I have no other person than the powerful man of podcasting in Nigeria, Dayo Samba. Dayo Samba, welcome to Career and Employability Talk.
Thank you for having me. I thought you were going to say man of God.
No. I know this. Maybe some other time we'll do that. Okay, so I would want Dayo Samba to introduce himself. I don't want to blow his trumpet too much, but you could Google Dayo Samba now. Or let me say, if you Google podcasting in Nigeria, you'll be so surprised of what you'll see. I'm sure on the first page of Google, Dayo Samba's name will be one of the first you're going to see there. So, in few words, who is Dayo Samba?
Well, Dayo Samba is me. It can be someone else, but then just to say a little about myself, I am Dayo Samuel and I help entrepreneurs magnetize, mesmerize and monetize their audience and message online. And most way they do that is through leveraging their authentic voice, sometimes through creating platforms, sometimes through creating products and programs and the like. And I also serve as the founder of Nigeria Podcast Network. Okay. Where I take that same message and help entrepreneurs start podcasts. And I'm also the host of Audacity to Lead podcast.
This is Audacity to Lead,
which is the podcast that has been ranked across the world as one of the top three business and marketing podcasts to arise from Africa. And precisely, I am a man, of course.
I know you're a man. And maybe congratulations ahead.
Oh, thank you. Thank you.
Probably, I'm sure this first class will be out before that day, so it's good to congratulate you ahead of that interesting one. Okay, Dayo is going to be taking a very important step in a couple of days. So watch out for that information. So Dayo Samuel, I'm sure
the Nigerian Podcast Network is a Facebook community which I'm also part of. And on that community, there's one thing that people say. They call you the boss of podcasting in Nigeria. Why did they say that? Basically.
How should I answer that now?
Simply
because in 2014, around December, November 2014, I just had a vision. By vision, I mean I had a dream. I wanted to help people. Not the
vision. Which vision? I don't understand.
Okay, I came up with a goal. I said within the next 1 year, which is to be from 2015 to 2016, I want to see 100 Nigeria podcasts, or I want to see 100 podcasts launched from Nigeria by Nigerians. And I thought, how can I make this work? So I set up a community on Google Plus. That October, November 2014, I set up a community on Google Plus. I think you were
I was waiting for you to finish that story. I think I joined the Facebook community because it was almost about that same time Karen and Plability Talk started. Though we went on a big long break and glad we're back now. So I think it's important to mention the fact that how far have you fared with the 100? Because I can say definitely my podcast will be one of them already.
Sure.
Because at least the same quality and the same direction Karan and Plability Talk is having today, I would say that you are part of that success story so far.
Thank you. Well, for the 2015 goal that I set that time, that was going to elapse 2016. So far, we had close to, was it about 40 podcasts or so all together launched from different parts of Nigeria. But then, June 2016, this year, I revamped that and said, now I'm going to reset the number, and for the next 1 year, we want to see 100 independent podcast launch from Nigeria. And this could be in any niche, it could be in any industry, it could be in any field. And I think maybe we'll get to that as we go on, because one thing I've learned from the reason why they actually call me the boss of podcasts is because, first off, I founded the community where I've been able to provide education, encouragement, inside direction for people. And sometimes when they come up with technical questions like that, I'm available to always answer them. Sometimes they actually ask me questions that I don't know. I have to go and look for answer. And then now bring that answer to a context that people can understand. Because what actually led me to starting that community was because I realized that, sure, there are a lot of places you can learn podcasts outside Nigeria. Personally, I learned from not less than 4 different people, took courses, took programs and all of that, but in the process I discovered that their context there is completely different from us.
It's not localized content.
Their information is completely, well, not as applicable to us here. So what I did was, let me see how I can localize the content that a lot of people want to consume about podcast. And that was what led me to, in fact, it started with just a test I decided to do when I released episode 17 of my podcast in 2014, How to Start a Podcast in Nigeria. And while that podcast so far has been listened to thousands of times, when I say thousands of times, I mean the last time I checked was close to about 7,000 times that it has been listened to. Now that now began to give me the encouragement that, okay, it looks like a lot of people are really looking for how to start a podcast in Nigeria.
Just an addition to that is that if you search podcasting in Nigeria on Google, it comes out on the first page.
Yeah.
And until recently, it used to be 1, 2, the first 2.
Yeah.
Search. So I'm sure it's a whole lot of investment that is.
Yeah. And it took a lot of SEO at the background anyway.
Let's not get into technical terms.
Okay.
That takes me to the very next question, to say, for a layman listening to this podcast today, what's a podcast?
Okay, let me explain a podcast in the simplest way anybody can understand. Let's take the context of a radio.
Okay.
You listen to a radio, and the same way you listen to your radio with possibly maybe your device. Some of us well, maybe me, I don't listen to radio anyway, because I can catch my news in Facebook news feed and BBM feed. That's how I read this anyway. So if you listen to radio, whether you have a set at home that you use to listen to radio, or you have a mobile radio, or maybe you even use your phone for radio, as long as you can listen to your radio, it's the same thing as a podcast. The difference is that while you may not be able to catch old content of a radio program, you can always catch an old content that was released as a podcast. So the two of them are basically on, while radio is radio, traditional radio, podcasts are online radio. But to explain it in a better way, that's a layman's explanation. Yeah. It's an online radio.
Simple.
Just as we are doing right now, you can only hear us, you can see us. But if you wanted you to see us, that would have turned to maybe video.
Okay.
And that would have replaced your television. So what podcast is, podcasts are simply episodic online content that are released in episodes, especially
and
when they have
audio
or video.
Audio.
So you can have audio podcast, you can have video podcast. So that's basically what podcasts are. The main the keyword there is episodic, in that people can expect them. People can always expect to receive a new episode. People can always look forward to, at least maybe the Tuesday is coming, I'm going to listen to Dio. Wednesday or Monday is coming, I'm going to listen to Shelby. So that's how it is.
Beautiful. Now since you're considering how a podcast can help one's career, it's important for me to ask that question, to say, why should I listen to podcasts at all? Why should I listen to a podcast?
Listening to a podcast, very, very interesting question. Well, first off, why are you listening to this podcast right now? I think that's where it starts from.
Okay. I'm sure many individuals will be listening to this podcast because they are interested to know how a podcast can help their career.
So that means there's an interest.
Yes.
That's the first reason you listen to a podcast.
Okay.
You listen to a podcast because you are interested in the topic that's been discussed.
Okay.
While that interest is good, the interest is not the only thing that makes you listen to a podcast. So if I'm going to say, why do you listen to a podcast? I think, first off, you listen to a podcast because you want to receive new information by reason of education.
Okay.
You listen to podcasts because you want to receive, maybe you are getting tired, or maybe you just want to while away time. You can listen to podcasts because you want to receive some form of encouragement. You can listen to podcasts because you want to learn something in, like education that I said.
Okay.
You can also listen to podcasts because you want to receive training.
Okay.
And when I say training is different from education. Education could be in the form of news. Education could be in the form of just tidbits of information. But training is specific. For example, how to start a podcast is a training.
On how to learn.
And how to, you get it. So that's what, that's some of the reasons why you listen to a podcast. But more importantly, you listen to a podcast not just for education, not just for encouragement, not just for training. You also listen to podcasts because you have to improve your career. I have a concept that I learned many years ago from Anthony Robbins, which is CANI, which is constant and ever-ending improvement. I remember when I was at full-time employment in a ministry organization, in a non-profit organization, which is a ministry. I remember those days I wanted to take the ministry to a whole new level, because at that point, before I got there, they were doing a couple of things very well. But then I realized that I could actually use social media to build and enhance people's perception of the ministry. So while I was doing a lot of social media, one day I stumbled on podcasts, and I decided to use podcasts to enhance the perception in higher way.
In essence, a podcast can help you achieve a certain need.
Yes, yes, yes.
Developmental need, or
sure,
trying to achieve something, and you could go in search for information.
Yeah.
In your own case, you stumbled on a podcast to help you take the organization.
sure. And that day, I still remember that day very well. That day was February 28, 2012. I was reading a book by Daniel Huckabee. I think the title of the book should be something leader. I'm trying to remember the name. Becoming a Coaching Leader.
Okay.
And I saw a name, Michael Hyatt. And I saw michaelhyatt.com. So I went there to check out the site. And on landing on that site, it was a podcast I saw first. So I said, what are podcasts? I've never heard podcasts before. So I clicked. And then I realized they were audio files that I could actually download. So I downloaded like 13 episodes because we had Wi-Fi in the office. So I just downloaded and then I sat down and listened to them and I said, how can we use this for a ministry? How can we use this for this particular organization I am in? So that became my own way of doing training, which is what I was trying to explain. You can use podcasts for training because at that point, I began to look for other podcasts on how to podcast. Gradually, I began to discover this, discover Mr. A, discover Mr. B. And as I was discovering a lot of people like that, over 2 years, from that 2012 to 2014, when I released the first episode for the church, I actually started the church podcast before I started my own podcast. It was the leverage that I was able to get with the church podcast. I now saw, I can actually do that for myself. And that was what made me to float my own podcast. So somehow podcasts can help you with education, can help you with inspiration, encouragement, it can help you with trainings, it can help you with personal development. Because like I said, constant and ever ending improvement. From those podcasts I was listening to that time, I learned a couple of things that I wouldn't have learned if I was trying to use Google.
Okay,
to look for.
I think what you're saying in essence is like, we are in the new age of self-directed learning.
Yeah.
And a podcast can help achieve that aim.
Sure.
Beautiful. So that takes us to the next question. And the next question is, I want you to look at this question from two ways. One, someone listening to a podcast, because your story is telling us from someone that started listening to a podcast to the point of having his own podcast. So I want you to take it from those two angles. What's the benefit of a podcast to your career from someone listening to a podcast point of view and somebody that is maybe planning to use podcasts as his own audience or platform to reach others?
Okay, that's a very interesting
question.
It's a
two-in-one question.
Well, let me see how I can answer that. That should not be a big issue anyway. Let me take it from the first position of somebody who's trying to and benefit from a podcast for his career as somebody who's trying to develop in the process of building a career.
Yeah.
So let's say you are an accountant.
Okay.
Why do I always use accountant? The other time
you
I
like
was on
money.
TV.
That's like is money.
The other time I was on TV, even on radio, it's accountant I always jump
in. Maybe because when you're looking at the big four careers, accounting seems to be one of them.
Okay, so let's say somebody who is an accountant, let's say you're an accountant and you want to go the route of podcasts to use it to develop your career from the listener perspective.
Yes.
Now, what you can do is look for a podcast on finances.
Okay.
Look for podcast on
business,
personal finance, business management. Look for podcast on business leadership. You can also look at behavioral marketing.
Okay.
Because people's finances are tied to their behaviors.
Very true.
If you look at podcasts in that category, what it does, it enhances what you are doing
at the moment
as an accountant. Because you begin to learn that you are not just handling people's money, you are also handling their attitude towards money. You are also helping them with their mindsets.
Okay.
You are also helping them with, how should I say it? Of course, you are working on records, but in the process, you discover tools that you may never have known before.
If you are your own.
Yes, if you are on. Okay, for example, there's an app on my laptop called Voice Meter.
Okay.
I would never have known that app if not that one day I said, come, does it mean that if I'm playing something on my laptop, I can also record it as well? And that was what led to it. I just began to do a search and then I think I saw a video by a podcaster.
Wow.
So it was from that video, and because it was the person was already a podcaster I knew. So when I saw the video, I just clicked on it straight. By reason of that familiarity, I was able to listen to him and I said, oh, okay, I can use the software. And then 2 years down the line, the software has worked very fine for me. So if I didn't listen to that, I wouldn't have discovered that. So you discover tips, you discover strategies that you may not have known before. You discover apps, you discover tools. In fact, talking about apps, you as an accountant, you might only be exposed to maybe Microsoft Office packages. Elsewhere, there is Google Spreadsheet. You might even only know what's this Peachtree. That might be the only app software you know.
Sage,
elsewhere, there is Sage, there is QuickBook. There is there's one I even came upon from one podcast like that. I'm trying to remember his name, but he has books as his name.
Okay.
Now, all those ones can be run entirely online without you needing to download anything.
Mm-hmm.
Now, that's how you begin to. That's how podcasts begin to open your eyes.
So in a way, if you're really ready to advance in your career,
yeah,
podcasts can be a very wealth of knowledge for you.
A fast one,
because you are able to. Because you know, since people in terms of learning these days, people tend to remember things
they hear
than the one they read.
Yeah.
So to a very large extent, it's. It has a way of connecting and fast-tracking.
Sure, the reason why people tend to remember what they hear more than what they read is because there are two things at work while they are hearing.
Okay.
There's a sense of sound which is at work.
Mm.
And somehow there's a feeling that's been established as they listen to something. Because
connection.
As you are listening to me right now, you are presently filtering it through your own personal experiences.
Mm.
So that's why it's easier for people to remember what they hear than what they read. So, and one other thing that I must actually mention, if you are looking at using podcasts to enhance your career, remember you are at work. You can't be watching video that much.
Very good.
If you have to watch a video, you have to stop other things.
Yes.
But with a podcast, you can actually put it on and be listening to a podcast. In fact, those days that I was at paid employment, that was what I was doing.
Mm.
People always see me on earpiece. But they are always wondering, are you listening to messages? I said, no.
So it's learning on the go.
So what I was doing was to learn on the go.
Mm.
So I was practically learning all manner of things in the area of social media, things in the area of podcasting, things in the area of ministry, things in the area of business leadership. In fact, it was one of those days that I discovered that I could take digital marketing certification online. I said, oh,
wow.
Really?
Wow.
So I went to the site and registered and became a member. So
Wow. That's
the first part of the question. The second part of the question is if you
someone trying
want
to
start a podcast for your career. Now, this time I'm not going to use accounting. But first off, let's look at the idea of a podcast. You know, it's quite unfortunate that if you have to say you want to get on radio right now, you have to go through a lot of channels to get on radio.
Mm.
It's either somebody likes you and decides to give you 5 minutes or 10 minutes on a radio station for you to actually have your own radio program. Third, if the owner of the radio station doesn't like you,
all doors are closed.
And then if there happens to be a managing director aside from the CEO of that radio station, let's say the managing director or maybe the programs director says, we already have a program like that, it means they won't accept yours.
Very true.
But going through the route of a podcast allows you to actually create your own platform and become the person you really want to be. But then let me explain something, which is going to be the second reason, apart from you being rejected if you want to go to traditional radio, which is why if you go with the route of podcasts as your own podcast, what it does for you is, first of all, it turns you into a spokesperson.
Okay.
Every industry is looking for people to speak on their behalf, just as you are doing for the HR and employment community. A lot of people in the HR community, including your guests, they will be listening to you. You may not know.
Mm.
Do you understand? Now, how they are seeing you is different from how they would have seen somebody who writes a blog.
Mm.
Anybody who writes a blog could have possibly copied whatever it is that's available anywhere. But because you are speaking, they can also experience you.
Mm.
But beyond experiencing you, they are seeing you as a thought leader, which is the third thing. Now, if you notice, I said first off, if you choose to go the route of a podcast, it allows you to create your own platform. Second, it makes you a spokesperson. In that you can become a spokesperson for an industry. Let me use a practical example. There have been several leaders, people who teach, or there have been several coaches who teach leadership in this nation.
Mm.
They are still, maybe after me, they began to they began to have podcasts in the era of leadership. But at, I happened to be the first person to start a podcast that was solely on leadership. And I didn't just do a podcast that you release once and then you don't get to hear again about it till like 6 months
which
later.
Which is like a usual trend for
people around here. Yeah. So what I did was to, before I started, I said, I'm going to make sure this continues for as long as 6 months without being broken. Mm. At least I'll see how that goes. And as I kept on releasing podcasts every Tuesday, I remember it was every Tuesday I was releasing it then, even though I've gone back to Tuesday now. So every Tuesday I'll release a podcast, and then gradually as people listen to the podcast, they'll tell maybe another leadership coach. Before you know it, several people began to connect to me. They began to send me friend requests. And those days it was more of BBM for me. Okay. So a lot of people, as at now as I'm talking, I have maybe over 1,500 on my BBM. And most of them are coaches. That's how most of them began to join, to request my PIN. They began to connect with me. Now what that made me was, it made me like I was completely different from all of them. So if you're looking to be different from every other person in your industry, then you should do something different, which most people are not doing. And I think one of the things most people are not doing is to actually have their own platform, especially a podcast platform, because it's easier for somebody to just write on social media. It's easier to just write a blog on maybe WordPress. They can even go the extra length and create a personal site. But it takes a step
higher. A lot of effort and dedication to actually have a podcast.
And the thing is that the podcast is actually more respectable and more of authority than
a blog.
So that's the third reason you become a spokesperson for your industry. And then along with being a spokesperson for your industry is the aspect of thought leadership, because you are able to direct people's thinking, so you are able to shape perceptions, you are able to shape people's ideas, you are able to even give people guidelines. But the most important part is a basic need every human has, which is to contribute to other people's lives. A podcast allows you to do that without necessarily stressing yourself. So if you are looking at building something out of your career, I think a podcast should be one of the things you should start considering, because it allows you to directly impact somebody. If I do like this, you can hear my feeling. You can feel what I feel. But you can't feel that if I had to write.
Very true. So it's more like impact is almost the connection.
There's
for impact.
Impact connection that is happening when you are listening to somebody. So I think those are enough reasons why.
Beautiful. I think that's even the handful already. So before we'll conclude on today's episode of the podcast, you said something about your episode telling us about how to start a podcast in Nigeria. Can you tell us a little bit about that before we go?
Okay, even though it's been done since 2014, but a lot of people have actually used it to start their own podcast. And what I have done is, anybody who sends me a message or asks me that I want to start a podcast, what I do is I tell them, first listen to this podcast, because if you listen to it, it gives you the basics you need. In fact, you don't have to hire me as your coach to work with you to start a podcast, because what I try to do there is to put all of what I knew then. Because between then and now, I've known 100 more things that I didn't know then. But that's the thing about podcasts. You don't actually have to be the total authority on something before you can. Because podcasts, because it involves your voice, you can come back later and say, what I did then is now updated. There's an update right now. So for anybody who is looking to start a podcast right now, I can recommend you go to audacitytolead.com/17. Which I hope you will link
it will,
to.
It will be in the show notes.
Great. So you can check the site for, you can check shegunakiode.com. You'll find the link to it. But in case you are a fast action taker, you can simply go to audacitytolead.com/17. And you'll find several other tutorials there on podcasts as well. But that's not just the end. Because if you go on your own, you go slow. If you go with others, you go fast. So there's a way to beat the traffic. You go in convoy.
Very true.
Which is why I always invite anybody who listens to that particular episode or follows my podcast or my blog to come over and join Nigeria Podcast Network, which you can also join if you check out the tutorial there. and Segun will also link to that.
Yes, it will be in the show notes of this awesome podcast episode. Thank you very much for honoring this interview opportunity.
You're very welcome.
And I wish you the very best in the great day just around the corner. So any parting words?
Well, just before we part, I think I should share a couple of stories that have happened by reason of me having a podcast.
Yeah.
And I think you have similar stories like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, I have that as well.
So before we part, by reason of having a podcast, I've been privileged to be the only African to actually be featured on an international podcast success summit. And it only started because I didn't just have the podcast idea. I didn't just say I want to do podcast and wait 2 years to start it. But because after I decided I wanted to start, I actually started. Which is what's going to lead to my final words, like you requested, which is to get focused, get started. And of course, if you do those two, you will be impactful.
Very true.
Have to share your story.
Yeah, I have to share my story. And the story is it just happened recently, just a couple of weeks ago. I had an opportunity to speak at a church, a youth program, and I needed to talk about Karan and Clarity to talk. And interesting was the fact that the lady that invited me, I didn't really know that she was the youth coordinator at that time. I only knew she was part of a WhatsApp group, which I did for free. And after then, she said she wanted to invite me. I got the shocker at the event when she was doing the introduction. She started by saying that the first time she encountered me was through my podcast. I was almost asking which episode of the podcast was it, only for her to start up. She didn't ask for my profile, funny enough. But what she read out as my profile was actually the introduction to my podcast. And she actually read it word for word, because she said it in the introduction that she took her time to listen to it over and over again. And I think sincerely, it's humbling when I get such feedback, to say that the little time one spends to at least drop an audio message, drop something to help people, is really going far to impact. That's why most of the things you've shared, I'm connecting with them, I'm living them, sure. I'm having them as examples. And I encourage every individual listening to this podcast that two things you need to do after now: subscribe to a very quality podcast that gives you what you need in a particular niche, because it's going to fast track your development. If you want to give me the quote you said earlier now, if you go alone, you go slow. But if you go with people, you go fast. And if you want to beat traffic, go in a convoy.
Yeah.
Thank you very much for listening to the episode of the podcast. And Dio, thank you very much for coming today.
You're very welcome. I'm glad to be on Career and Employability Talk today.
Thank you very much. Okay.
I remember when this started.
Yeah, it started a long time ago. But we're glad we're where we are.
Sure. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much for listening to this episode of the podcast. This is your host, Segun Akiade, saying cheers. Thank you.
Thank you for listening to today's episode of Career and Employability Talk with Segun Akiade. To know more about Segun Akiade, follow his Twitter handle at Segun Akiade, at SegunAkiode, or visit his website www.segunakiode.com. See you next time.